Menus and Recipes. The menus and recipes were developed and tested by Brianna Clark Grogan, a veteran chef, recipe developer, and food writer. Originally from California, Brianna now lives in British Columbia. Her many cookbooks cover an enormous range of foods and cooking styles, from quick and easy recipes to many kinds of ethnic cuisine. Brianna's recipes are full-bodied, savory dishes with a special something. You will notice that their flavors go beyond the tastes and aromas of the individual ingredients. The blends of simple foods and well-chosen spices make each recipe special. It may be that she is tapping into the so-called fifth flavor. While Western palates expect the usual sweet, salty, sour, and bitter tastes, culinary scientists discovered long ago that the tongue perceives a fifth flavor that might best be called a savory taste. Asian cooks call it umami. For decades, food researchers have investigated how this flavor response is triggered by meaty dishes and accentuated by flavor enhancers such as monosodium glutamate. Health-conscious cooks, of course, prefer to release flavors with healthful ingredients. As Brianna has found, certain food combinations do indeed accentuate savory flavors and aromas. This recipe collection is intended for a wide range of tastes and temperaments and includes both simple and more adventurous offerings. When we have included an unusual ingredient, you can find more information in Appendix 2. Thanks to Gabrielle Turner McGreevy, MS, RD, and Jennifer Riley, RD, who contributed additional recipes. How to steam fry. Some recipes call for steam frying, a technique for sautéing or stir-frying without fat. Here's how to do it. Place a heavy, non-stick skillet or stir-fry pan over medium heat and add the ingredients to be cooked, such as chopped onions or other vegetables. Then add 1 to 2 tablespoons of liquid, water, low-sodium vegetable broth, or wine, just enough to keep the food from sticking. Do not crowd the pan, or the vegetables will stew. Increase the heat to high and cook until the liquid starts to evaporate, stirring with a wooden spatula or spoon until the vegetables are done to your liking. You can brown onions perfectly by this method. As soon as the natural sugars in the onions start to brown on the bottom and edges of the pan, add a little more liquid and mix the browned portions with the remaining onions. Continue until the onions are soft and browned, being careful not to scorch them. To steam fry in a microwave, use a glass dish, such as a round 10-inch Pyrex baking dish or pie plate. Add the ingredients, including the 1 to 2 tablespoons of liquid, and cover with a glass lid or microwavable plate. Microwave on high for 5 minutes or until the vegetables are soft, then add to the recipe. As almost everyone with a microwave knows, you can cook vegetables in it, but you cannot brown them or any other food. If you like a brown, crispy texture, stick with the stovetop method. Though there is a bit more to this audiobook, at this time, we want to draw your attention to the bonus disc PDF file that is included with this audiobook. If you have not yet looked at the file or inserted the bonus disc into your computer, we encourage you to do so at your leisure. It includes a 7-day menu of healthful meals and a collection of delicious recipes that will help get you started on the road to reversing diabetes, controlling your weight, lowering cholesterol and blood pressure, and living a healthier life through diet.